Good morning, everyone. In our gospel today, we hear what we should already know. What is on the inside matters. We know this from our way of life and even from breaking news. Recently, a 72-member urban search and rescue team from LA County went to Turkey to search for survivors inside of collapsed buildings. In medicine, x-rays are used to assess the inside of a patient and to treat their malady. And it seems it's what's on the inside maybe even prompted China to float a surveillance balloon all the way to America. Well, today, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is calling us to look on the inside of ourselves. Jesus says, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Jesus is not changing the law, but he is ushering in a new order. He is reminding us that our outside actions must be in line with what's on the inside. We must be genuine, not two-faced. Genuine righteousness means being genuine in keeping our Lord's commandments and following his ways. But thou shalt not kill means more than avoiding murder or road rage. It means not killing the reputation of another through gossip or storytelling. Avoiding anger includes not holding grudges or using the silent treatment toward another. In patience and self-control, our love for Jesus will shine from us to those around us, even those who offend or anger us. And being pure of heart means controlling our actions, but also always guarding our desires and our thoughts. Loving our neighbor goes beyond simply letting them be. It calls us to reach out with a smile, a kind word, and genuine compassion for their circumstance and situation. The law of the commandments is clear, but our innermost private thoughts and opinions must be genuine, must be in line with the heart of Jesus. We are here this morning at Mass because we listen to Jesus. And to that extent, we are genuine. But is our Catholic faith, is our belief in Jesus a well-kept secret? Would it take an x-ray or a surveillance balloon for others to know that we are a disciple of Jesus? Are we living as a secret service agent for Jesus? Or are we obviously a devoted disciple of his? To be sure, we need to continue daily prayer, particularly at the beginning of the day, to set the stage for our living as Jesus would have. Also to reverence the Blessed Sacrament, receiving the body, blood, and soul, and divinity of Jesus in the Eucharist, being here at Mass, a perfect opportunity to reflect and to listen, and to make a point to come and even make a short visit before the Blessed Sacrament, so that we can not only offer our petitions, but to listen for our Lord. I think there's a football game today. I see some of you are already suited up. You know, there's a young man, Damar Hamlin. You may have heard of him. He's the football player who dropped dead on the field several weeks ago. And you know, his faith is no secret. This past Thursday, in front of over 3 million TV viewers, he stood on the stage, and behind him were all of the medical professionals who worked so hard to save his life. And he thanked them. But his main message was Almighty God, and how God is the faith of his life. Again, Jesus, the light of the world, was center stage because of this 24-year-old athlete, an athlete who went to Catholic high school in Pittsburgh. 2 years ago, when he first signed with the Buffalo Bills, DeMar started a charity for kids, and a reporter interviewed him, asking him about that, and he said, "You know, I heard God talking to me, and I did this." With DeMar, what is on the inside shines through to everyone around him. Even lifelong Christians have been re-inspired by DeMar and his trust in Almighty God in all things, whether he will ever play football again or in some other calling in his life. Our lives are demanding. We're not playing a professional football game, but we are busy and we have challenges. But right now, this morning, we have a few moments with Jesus. We might pray, "Oh Jesus, we are listening. Help us to leave the secret service and be genuine on the outside and on the inside in your name." In just a few moments, the real presence of our Lord is coming to this very altar. He is coming here for us, and he is leading us. He is calling us to be obviously devoted disciples of his, to be devoted to him in all things, on the inside and the outside.